Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Yitzchalom. We're now in Masechet Yevamot Daf Nunachet Amud Aleph. Continuing with our discussion, Amar Amram Hamilta Amar Lan Rav Sheshet Van Hirun La'inin Mimatnitin. Again, we have this unusual statement by Rav Amram saying that Rav Sheshet taught us a law and then enlightened us from our Mishnah. What was his law? Yesh Chupah L'Psulot. Relating to the discussion we just had between Abai and Rav, between Rav and Shmuel, that chuppah is a meaningful act for psulot and validates them. The Tana Tuna and his support was from our Mishnah in Sotah. When the Sotah is instructed in the Torah to say Amen, Amen, after the oath, the interpretation of the Mishnah is Amen Shelo Satiti Arusa Unesua Shomeret Yavam Uchnusa. That means that I did not violate fidelity in any of those state statuses. Now, hi arusa yichidami. What do we mean arusa? Let's start with that. We think that the fiancé issued a kinui, a warning against her when she was in arusa, kamash lakshi arusa, and still, during that time, before they got married, he had aidim that she was in seclusion with a suspected adulterer and gave her the water. Arusa bat mishtayahi. Since when does a fiancé even come that to that far? Hatnan, we have the Mishnah and Sotah. Shomeret Yavam lo shetot v'lo noktubah. If you have an arusa or a shomeret yavam, it's kind of parallel. They do not drink the sotah water. They don't get the ktubah. Ella dekani lakshi arusa. Must be that he issued it when she was in arusa. Vistatra. And while she was in arusa, she was in seclusion. Then he married her. Then Adim came forward, and now he's giving it to her. So mibad kilamaya, it still won't work. The man is cleansed. That's at the end of the parsha. Meaning, the waters only work if the man is innocent. In this case, he married her under suspicion. It wouldn't work, and you can't give her the water. It must be that he warned her when she was in arusa. It must be that then they had chuppah, but they didn't have bia, so he's not in violation. What do you see? You see that the chuppah that he had is meaningful enough to make her considered a nesua, etc. Rava says, wait a second, that Mishnah hasn't been set up straight in any case. He came from the south. He came and brought the Brayta in previous sugya. So another Brayta that he brought from the south. And the Brayta goes, that is the oath that the Kohen issues. You had relations in addition to your husband. It means it'll only work if she first had relations with her husband, then with the adulterer. So this entire system won't work. So it would work if, when she was betrothed, he had bia with her in her father's house, and therefore she is now baal leboel, and the ish is menukemi avon, and now it comes to light. So the chavataga b'shemayt yavam, but then the peril of b'shemayt yavam, shabal lei yavam veit chamia. If the yavam had relations with her there, shemayt yavam kari lei, you can't call her shemayt yavam anymore. Now she's married. Shtamal yehi. Damar Rav kanala kol. After all, what did Rav say? If you have B of any sort, then she's 100% your wife. So kishmuel damar lo kanala zvarim amurim parshas. Go, you can follow Shmuel and say that perhaps it was a biat shogeg or something of that sort, and she's only your wife for those things in the parsha which are yerusha. Me do a time al Rav, but we're asking according to Rav. I'm Rav Kanal Kol, and Rav said that's a full bia. So Chamei Askin going davad ba ma'amar with Shamayhi. So the answer is he didn't have bia with her; he did ma'amar with her, and it follows by Shavu. Now ma'amar kana kinyan gamur. Ma'amar is a full kinyan. So yachi ain arusa. If that's the case, then she's an arusa. Why are we saying arusa and knusa, shomeret yavam and arusa and nesuah, shomeret yavam and knusa? But aren't Nesua and Knusa the same thing? So Nesua means your own wife. Knusa means you took in your brother's wife. Same parallel, just a parallel construction. Papa Mahai Tana Hudetanya, Inma Kanila Rusa Lashkutakshi Rusa, Kanil Talashkutakshi Nesua. That Mishnah in Sota that Rav Sheshet tried to use where the Amen also applies to Arusa, follows this opinion. You may not issue a warning to an Arusa to give her the water when she's an Arusa. But you can warn her when she's an Arusa, and in order to set that up in advance, so that if after marriage she is suspected of going into this, she's seen going into seclusion with the guy you warned her about from before, it'll count. Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak Kamari has a different take. Ayudei Gilgul. The entire system of Gilgul Shvuah, where you can take an item which itself independently cannot be brought up for Shvuah, but you can add it on to a legitimate Shvuah, really starts from Amen Amen. That's where we learn Gilgul from. So that means that you're right, you cannot make her take an oath about her behavior when she was an Arusa, but once you're doing it about a Nisua, you can add it in, which means you have no proof whatsoever about Chupa L'Psulot. So he said, imagine Rabbi Yochanan's name. Osim Amar Beivimto. A fellow does Amar. Yeshlo Ach. There's another brother. Filu Kohen Vehi Kohenet Psalam Minat Truma. She's immediately Nifsalam Minat Truma. Now, Leman. Who's that following? Eamelemer Mayor. Is that following a mayor? Emer Damer Mayor. Action Mishtamer Lebepsul Loachla. Mido Raita. Rabbanan Miyamar. He said, that's only, if you follow, Rabbeinu would say that only when the bia that she's anticipating is a bia that's asura d'oraita. There's a bia that's asura d'rabanan, because until he actually married her, the other brother could step in. He only did ma'amar, so the other brother could step in. So until he fully marries her, then she can't eat truma. But that isur would only be d'rabanan. So that wouldn't work. They say that even if she's betrothed to somebody like an Amana Lakoin Gadol, who would invalidate her midoraita, she could still eat until she had bia drabanan mibaya. Certainly, when the isur is drabanan, she's not going to be invalidated. If you did mamar, certainly she eats. Yeshto ach halal. If there's an ach who is a brother who's a halal, divra kol eina ochelat. Right, because he's a possible yavam here. Their disagreement is only if he gave her a get. Let's see why. Even according to Meir, who says remember, get yavmin is all derabanan. All derabanan achla. Even they who say in the case of an almona kohen gadol she eats. That's when this Kohen Gadol or Kohen could feed another woman. That's as far as we keep using here. But the Halal could not feed in any case. Then, lo, that he could feed her in the case of a non-Kohen who divorced a Bat Kohen, so then she goes back to her father's house and eats. Choseret paskamine. The reason she eats is because she's now disconnected and going back to her father's house. But this one is still connected to him because the Yavam gave her a get, so now they're tied together. Okay, in our Mishnah we said, in Armalu Onit Garshu, if they went ahead and got married, the Salmon of the Kohen Gadol, for instance, and then became widowed or divorced, so if they never had Nisuin, then they're not psulot. But if, on the other hand, they did, they have nisu, and then they are psulot. Let's say Kohen Gadol was mekadesh a girl who was below age. And while he was betrothed to her, she reached age, and she passed the age of na'ara, mahu. But nisu and azlinan, do we look at the point at which he marries her, right? And then she's not fit for him, and therefore she's nifsal truma. About her erusin, we look at erusin when she was fit for him. I'm not asking whether or not she becomes a chalala. She only becomes a chalala with bia. How do we understand the command that a kohen marries a betula? Is that referring to yikach? Is erusin? And therefore, it matters how old she was at Erusin. Is that taking her as a wife, which is Nisuin? We have that. If a man, a regular Kohen, betroths an almana, and then he becomes Kohen Gadol, he can still marry her. Because, so it's evidently it goes after Eruson. So, Shani Hatam Echtiv Yikach Isha, Chanam Echtiv Isha, Achad Feloshtaim. So, there is because Ki'im Betulah Me'amav Yikach Isha, and the notion there is that, that he's allowed to take a woman who was already Yikach Isha, take his own wife, as it were. So here it also says, Isha Biftuleha Yikach. So maybe that also means that as long as he betrothed her as an arusa, so that's a chad v'lo shtayim. The Kohen Gadol should only have one wife, and not two. So ma ra'ita, so why are you learning this way? Ha'ishtani gufa, ha'ishtani gufa. The answer is that in the case of the Bogeret, she has physically changed. Right? And so, therefore, it's possible to say that she was nifsala when she was his arusa, but in the case of when he was ma'aris and almana, and then he became Kohen Gadol, she didn't change at all, and therefore in that case we say he could stay married to her. Okay, we'll pick it up in the next podcast with the next Mishnah, Daf Nun Tet Amud Aleph. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.